All right, so let's get together. Welcome, y'all. How's your summer going?
Good.
It's going well.
I've been sleeping all day.
That's nice.
Me too. Only on the weekends, though.
Okay. How's floating? Anybody been floating?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, that always used to go to the weekends.
Let me tell you about floating.
So many people.
So many people. July 4th was wicked.
Yeah.
It was.
Awesome.
I think there was more people than there.
Do you want to go on an
episode?
That's ridiculous. No, John, you're the only one who ever thinks that sounds ridiculous.
Not true.
That's like the worst idea. Like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't mind it.
It's so much fun.
But what about like snakes and like all these?
You were just holding a snake.
Okay, yeah, there's a difference between like that and a water moccasin, though.
No, there's not.
Okay, Tim.
All right.
Agree to disagree. I guess.
So I thought today's podcast would be focused on really how we, the way we portray ourselves, really what we communicate to everyone out there that, you know, we are practicing our faith. So that includes us, you know, going to Mass, going to daily Mass, prayer, having, like we just did, we had night prayer this evening. Sometimes during the week we have morning prayer, and people, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be encouraged, but we definitely should be encouraged to discern and be open to God's will of taking us to, you know, becoming a priest or any, some form of the religious life. But it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, because you live that way, you should be that. You know, you should be a priest or what have you, because it isn't for everyone. So I guess I want to see what have you gotten in your life because of, you know, the way you're living your life now.
I don't even know what that question means. Well, I've gotten really good friends who can laugh with me about a snake going into John's shirt, and just are like, I know it's kind of cliche, like, yeah, they're my best friends, but like they really genuinely care, and that's what I was getting out of it. But what Ryan was kind of saying about, like, you're expected to act a certain way in certain situations, like, I feel like I'm not expected to act a certain way at all. People who care about you for who you are, and just really, really good friends, and amongst other things, like John was saying earlier, like, more order in my life and responsibility and being able to do things to my full capability that I never knew I could do before.
Hmm.
Like show up to work at 6:30 in the morning.
Or levitate.
Wait, what? Or levitate. I haven't quite figured that one out. But working on it. Working real hard on it.
Yeah, so some changes are automatic and some aren't. But what I've found is in a household specifically, I wake up and I just am who I should be without even having to think about it. And whenever I see my brothers, you know, around the table where they're eating breakfast or playing games, just this camaraderie just kind of fills me up, and it's spread, you know, amongst us. And I would say that's the Holy Spirit, because it, I don't think it's just me. Just because of the love that I feel, and I think that everybody else feels too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because you're new to households.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, what's that transition been like? I mean, was it what you expected? I mean, I know that we're still only in the summer, and there's, like, not quite, you know, the true household experience. But, I mean, was it what you expected, or was it...
Well, when I first moved into the house, there was maybe just, like, Thomas and you. And
we're
Tim.
Horrible people.
And y'all are so horrible. No, but y'all were both working, and y'all weren't around for like the first 2 weeks very much. But then after I saw Tanner more, then everybody else kind of started showing up more.
Job.
And then, you know, John quit his job. But when I started hanging out with the guys more, I don't know. I guess it's just, you know, when Christ dwells in each, you know, in each of us, and then we all come together, it just sort of builds this body that we call the body of Christ. And it, like I said, it's not my own power, it's His. And we each, you know, we all know, we're not expecting each other to be a certain way. We're letting each other just come as we all are, and just letting each other flow. I like it when John's John, and I like it when Thomas is Thomas, and I happen to like me when I'm me too.
Nice.
We're all gonna start acting like each other, though. It happens.
And my name is John.
We are all named John here.
Welcome to John's house.
I think that change does come with, I guess, some expectation, though. So, you know, you go home and your grandma's like, hey, you know, so any cute boys around the church? You know, kind of surveying you to, I guess, see what direction you're headed in. Or, you know, you'll get comments at church, you know, well, when are you entering the convent? And so I think there is some difficulty, there's some difficulty found in it, that when this change does occur, higher expectation is put on you. So it does lead to some stress, I guess, about identity, because you have your daily identity, but then you have this, I guess, identity that you're still attempting to discover, if that makes any sense. And I think there's some difficulty in that.
Do you think identity is something that is once you're there, or does it always change? Or?
No, it's definitely something that's constantly changing. I don't think you ever have a set identity in a lifetime. I think that, you know, it's just conforming yourself. Well, as at least my intention is conforming myself to the identity God's planted in me, but I don't think I can ever fully conform myself to that here on earth.
Interesting.
I think God sort of has he definitely has an idea of who He wants each of us to be, and so it takes time to align to that. And even, you know, when we try so hard, we still don't fully reach it. But definitely day by day, if we're following God's will, we attain more of that every day.
Nice. So I guess being in this environment for myself has been very helpful. I experienced a lot of things that you all have experienced. I've received a little bit more order. I think one of the things that I've really accepted is a lot more patience. Sometimes, you know, I want things to happen at a certain time or in a certain way, and I kind of have to remind myself that, you know, it's not me that's can control the situation. And so I think one of those things is definitely the being in the house has granted me that. And I think just being within the community as a whole has really helped me to be a lot more open, be a lot more comfortable with who I am. And so I can really, you know, attest to all of what all of you have said, and, you know, all those things have affected my life at some way or some point. So yeah. Anyway. Morgs?
Yeah, that was good. But I mean, I think also, like, going along with patience, humility, but I don't know if it's like a chicken or an egg thing, you know, like, is it patience and then humility, or is it humility and then patience? Maybe a little bit of both. But
I think it's Jesus first.
True. That's true. Good point. And now I've completely lost my train of thought. Something
humility.
About humility.
Humility.
Oh, yeah, and just, well, yeah, speaking of Jesus, just that God has, like, really funny, like, almost sick ways of answering my prayers. Like, I remember, like, earlier at the beginning of summer, I was praying a lot for humility, and then I, like, got fired from my job, so I was like, okay, I get it. Like, I'm feeling pretty humble right now. So just, like, I don't know, just realizing that yeah, a lot of the times God isn't answering things exactly. Like, I was thinking humility, like, you know, make me, like, do some volunteer work or something like that, not actually just, like, get me fired from something I thought I was good at.
So actually make me humble.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so just being like, oh, so you're probably actually going to answer my prayers, like, in the way that they should be answered. So I guess, I mean, that kind of falls under all the umbrellas, you know, I'm talking about, like, as far as order goes, and, you know, like, is it my order, is it God's order? I think that's something that we continually go back and forth on, like, as much as we want to do God's will, like, how much are we actually doing that? Because it's difficult to be like that. Like, oh, I totally would accept that the Lord wanted me to be a sister, but then in reality, when it comes to discerning, you're like, oh, crap, that's kind of scary. Like, what is a family? That's a lot of things that I just said.
No, going off of that, I think when you're when you surround yourself in a community like this with, like, different, with brothers and sisters in Christ who are striving to, you know, live out their faith, and these questions and these prayers, like, Lord, make me humble, or Lord, help me discern my vocation, they arise naturally. That's the things that we have to face. And trying to figure out what the Lord's will is for our lives, and being patient with that, being humble in that, and trying to become the person that the Lord is calling us to. And it's hard, but at least what I've experienced, especially with being around women who are striving for the same thing, and being in households for 3 years, and just being around women who are striving for the Lord and striving to, you know, discern the Lord's will for their lives, it gives me a lot of hope, and it gives me a lot of, I guess, encouragement to keep going and to continue striving, continue.
That's awesome. Well, thank you all for coming and staying and sticking around as we go through this particular podcast. It's our summer 1.0 version at the moment. So thank you all for being here.
This is our, like, fourth or third.
In the summer?
No, well, like, overall podcast.
Oh, that's why I said summer.
But it's the fourth, right?
Could be.
Fifth?
Maybe fifth. Fourth.
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 That other one we did, it got scrapped because it was too experienced for our young audience.
What?
I'm not sure if I want to keep doing these now.
So anyway, thank you for listening. You know, continue to pass those on to all those who are, you know, working on their faith and looking for some direction. Of course, please send us any questions you may have. So until next time, peace out, yo.
Cheers. Adam held up his glass.